Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Dray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What was that, Ed? hadn't heard that one before at the end of the intro. That's a new one on me. I've been around for a little bit and hadn't heard that one before. I like it. Also in the intro, we say he needs to be paid double because he's working overtime. So does that mean that today my salary has been doubled? Because this is Alex. Randy is not here. Thus, I guess I get paid double. I'm flying solo because Randy is either on his way or he's already up in Connecticut. He is otherwise occupied. He's got a little thing to cover called UFC Fight Night. Jacare Souza versus Gegard Mousasi. UFN 50 is its alias. Going to be a good card, and he's going to be up there for that. We have Steve Savanu coming up in the next couple minutes to talk about Audio Technica. And we'll be talking about the ATH-AX1IS. So looking forward to talking to Steve here in just a couple moments. Going back to the card real quick. Yeah, the UFC Fight Nights and the UFC on Foxes, I continue to stand by my comments from way long time ago. It just seems like the free TV events, the cards have been a little bit better on paper, at least. And when it comes to the actual fight night, once it gets to the card, everybody seems to be really happy with them, and the pay-per-views tend to be a little bit less exciting. You get to see them more frequently. It's almost sadly not worth to pay for the pay-per-views because you're just not getting the same bang for your buck. You have Jacare Souza versus Gegard Mousasi. That's the main event. With the winner, there's a good chance the winner is going to get a title shot out of this. So we'll see if one of these two guys are going to get a shot at the winner of Weidman versus Belfort when that happens. Co-main event, Alistair Overeem stepping back into the octagon against Big Ben Rothwell. That's going to be a good fight. Hopefully, it's sort of a loser-leaves-town situation for both fighters. Alistair Overeem coming off of his win at UFC 169 against Frank Mir. That was a disappointing performance, to say the least. Ben Rothwell hasn't exactly had the best recent history either. He was a big up-and-comer for a while. Then he's been going back and forth, looks like, for the last 10 or so fights. So we'll see how that one plays out in the co-main event. We also have Matt Mitrione and Derek Lewis. Matt Mitrione was supposed to fight Stefan Struve at their last matchup. Struve had to pull out of the fight right beforehand due to basically a panic attack. And we'll see if Stefan will return to the cage. Obviously, Mitrione is going to go to work against Lewis, see how that goes for him. And then the curtain jerker for the night, Joe Lauzon versus Michael Chiesa. Joe Lauzon, veteran of the sport. Michael Chiesa is still relatively new to the UFC. He was on The Ultimate Fighter, and he was actually a winner, if I remember. Yeah, he was The Ultimate Fighter live tournament winner. So That was the Tough 15 finale just in June. So definitely a quality main card. That's on Fox Sports 1. Preceding that, we have the prelims. Nick Lentz versus Charles Oliveira. John Moraga, Justin Scoggins, Ali Quinta, Chris Camozzi is on the card. Rafael Natal. So a lot of names that MMA fans are familiar with. So hopefully that will be a good fight card to watch. Again, that's all on Fox Sports 1. Randy is up in Connecticut. He's covering the event. Hopefully he'll call in. But we are lucky enough to have on this week Steve Zavenu back to the program to talk about the ATH-AX1IS. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, doing well. Trying to stay as dry as possible. It's a little rainy in spots around here, so dodging raindrops down here.
Well, you know, it's actually nice up here for a change. It was really nasty over the weekend, last weekend, but hopefully it'll be better for us this weekend.
Sure, sure.
But
good stuff, good stuff. Today we're talking about the AX1IS over-ear headphones. What can you tell us about this product?
Well, these guys are part of our Sonic Fuel line of headphones, and these are an over-ear headphones that are designed to work with your smartphone, including Android phones, iPhone, iPad, and, of course, the iPod. They're just a great all-around headphone. They've got a 36-millimeter driver that's going to really produce a good, clear, optimal sound. The nice thing about these headphones for the college student, for the guy on the run, is and for a full-size headphone, they'll fold flat. So you can fold them flat, toss them in a briefcase, toss them in a backpack, toss them in a book bag. And they are just a good all-around headphone. The other cool thing, because they're designed to work with smartphones, they've got a universal mic, volume, and track control, and a little inline pod on the headphone cord that allows you to answer calls, hang up the phone, advance the tracks, and control your volume. So it's without having to reach down to your player or your device, you can do all that control right from the inline mic, volume, and track control on the headphone cord. And, of course, as Randy always says, you know, if you can't operate, decorate. I'm stealing his line here. They come in five vibrant colors. I think we sent you a photo of the bright red ones. I'm not sure what your favorite color is. I kind of prefer the blue. But they come in five vibrant colors, blue, black, gray, red, and white. And they're just a great all-around headphone.
Yeah, personally, I'm a red fan. I like the power color a little bit, sort of like the Trump ties. You mentioned you said a lot of eyes in there earlier, iPhone, iPad, iPod. Any issues working with Android phones or any other types?
No, not at all. These are designed to work. These are designed to work with any smartphone device. They can use a single control, what they call a single track control for volume and or single button control for volume and track advance and phone answer. So they will work with Android phones. They'll work with the LG phones, the iPhone, the iPad, and of course the iPod. The nice thing is it's like a universal headphone for that. All that matter goes.
Good stuff. One of the things you talked about earlier on was the Sonic Fuel line. Tell us a little bit about that. What is it? What exactly does that mean, and how does that separate the rest of the products from this line?
Well, you know, Sonic Fuel is one of our product lines here at Audio Technica, and we like to say that, you know, music is your energy for life. The fuel, Sonic Fuel, for your heart and soul, what keeps you going during the day. I mean, I turn the radio on the first thing when I walk into my office because I've got to have music playing all day long. It keeps me going. So Sonic Fuel headphones, they're made for that active daily use. We like to say we want to power you forward, delivering extraordinary comfort, style, and a great immersive listening experience so you can get into your music. And it doesn't sound artificial, processed, or filter. We like to say it's pure sonic goodness for that high-octane tempo of your day-to-day life. So whether you're running off to a class at school or you're heading off to walking down the street commuting to work or you're just, you know, doing chores in the yard and you just want a good, solid, robust pair of headphones that look as good as they sound, the ATH-AX1IS Sonic Fuel over-ear headphone designed to work with smartphones is a great choice.
Now, you're talking about the ear pads. They fold up, so they're good and easy to store. I like the cushion ear pads because they're a lot more comfortable to wear. Sometimes after I wear them too much, though, they tend to crack. They sometimes end up needing to be replaced. Do the ear pads, does it come with an extra set, or are they available for somebody to purchase those and they don't have to get a full new?
You know, that's something that can be handled by our service department. If they should, you know, one of the things with active people is, you know, when people sweat, there's a lot of stuff in sweat. And
oh, yeah.
We've designed the ear pads to deal with that kind of situation. But you never know. If you do if something does happen to them, yes, you can get replacement parts through Audio Technica's service and parts department right here in beautiful downtown Stowe, Ohio.
Good stuff, good stuff. And for those people who enter into our giveaway every single week and don't win, how can they purchase this product later?
The cool thing about this product is you can visit our website at www.audio-technica.com, click on the product profile page, or search for ATH-AX1IS. In the upper right-hand corner is a little shopping cart. You can buy this product online directly from the shopaudiotechnica.com site. They're also available in fine electronics retailers all over the country, both in brick-and-mortar stores as well as through the online retailers. So you can, if you can't find them there, you can definitely find them at our website online at shopaudiotechnica.com.
Very cool, Steve. Thank you very much. Again, Audio Technica, ATH-AX1IS. Thank you very much for your time today.
Fantastic. And I don't know if you like garlic or not, but I'm going to be at a garlic festival all weekend.
Ooh. So
thank goodness we're not doing this interview in person.
Yeah, I need a little bit of gum or some mints or something. That would make it a little bit easier.
I want the breath mint concession at that convention, at that event.
There you go. There you go. Steve Savanio, everybody, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And as we do every single week, we will be giving away one of the ATH-AX1ISs. You have until 11:59 at the end of tonight to be able to enter to win. Just email us through www.knockoutradio.com or go to our Facebook fan page. Go to knockoutradio.com and enter to win. Just put in, say, hey, I want the ATH-AX1IS, and we'll get that to you. So maybe you're on the go and you won't be able to watch this weekend's game. Maybe you can catch them on the radio. The Bucks are playing this weekend. They have the home opener, the season opener, playing host to the Carolina Panthers, and it's going to be an interesting game to start off with. Obviously, everything has been revamped with the Bucks. You have the new coaching staff, you have the new offense, you have upgrades on defense, so everybody's been getting some attention, and it's going to be the rubber meeting to road, if you will. Cam Newton, will he or will he not play? I think it's a pretty safe assumption he will play. Cracked rib or not, I think that is the type of injury that a lot of players are almost expected nowadays to play through unless it is really serious. And I think Tony Romo sort of did everybody a disservice when it came down to it, considering he had played, a couple seasons ago, he played with a cracked rib, possibly a punctured lung, something like that. It was just to the point where he shouldn't have been on the field, and that precedent was sort of put out there, and now it's expected for players, especially a top player on your offense like Cam Newton. So obviously one of the big things they're going to have to do is hopefully for the Bucks be able to take advantage of that issue for Cam and be able to utilize the pass rush effectively to make him as uncomfortable as possible, for the defensive tackles, the defensive ends, to get around that O-line and try to make him uncomfortable. You don't have to hit him. Obviously, the more contact you put him through, it's going to be a little bit better because there's going to be that chance of re-injuring, and then the backup comes in, gives him a little bit better shot. Depending on who you talk to, some people are picking Tampa Bay all the way, regardless of if Cam plays, if he doesn't play. Obviously, there's a lot that has to happen. You have to have Josh McCown that's going to be able to do a little bit better than he did during the preseason. Wasn't too awful, obviously. Glennon came in after McCown and was able to perform. He was fairly efficient. So there's obviously options, but you want your starter to be able to lead. And it's going to help a lot that Logan Mankins, the traded guard from the New England Patriots, he came in. Obviously, it's a very, very short time for him. He's going to have to play a lot of catch-up. And went to the Buccaneers website, saw what they were putting out regarding an interview he did. And he's actually sounding somewhat comfortable, even though I think it was, 12 days ago, 12, 13 days ago, less than 2 weeks when he finally made it into the Tampa Bay area. So he's been trying to, as I said, play catch up. He's been doing a lot of X's and O's reading, trying to figure out the playbook. But he's been adjusting quickly. And when he first came in to Wednesday's practice, one of the things that impressed Josh McCown so much was the fact that he was able to sort of be a one of those plug-and-play players. Excuse the alliteration, but he's been one of those guys who has been able to come in, been able to say, okay, this is what I know. I'm going to go execute. I'm going to pick up as much as I can today, absorb it, use it tomorrow, learn some more the next day, and be able to build day-to-day because he has had so much less time relative to the rest of the team to be able to read that playbook, to get a feel for McCown, get a feel for the other offensive linemen. With the new center, you have Dietrich Smith, those two working together. So, and it's going to be really important for that relationship between McCown and Mankins to not only gel some more, but to be able to build and maintain that throughout the season, since he's going to be the blindside guard for McCown. So obviously that's been big. All eyes are going to be at Ray J in the local area, I'm sure. And it's a good thing that everybody's going to be able to watch the game on TV. All the home games are going to be televised. So if you're not able to be there in person at Ray J, then at least you'll be able to see him on TV and see how everything goes and see how it plays out against a tough Panthers team. We'll see how it plays out. This is the first segment down. Again, Randy up in Connecticut, UFC Fight Night 50. That's Jacare Souza versus Gegard Mousasi. Going to be a great card. Watch that on Fox Sports 1. You may even see Randy up there in Media Row. This is Alex in the WTAN remote studio here on Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. We'll be back.
Lots of water. Troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is, as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Chuck Knoll, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Sorry, I was rocking out. I was enjoying the music too much. Getting some activity on the KnockoutRadio.com fan page. Do us a favor, head over there. Literally, KnockoutRadio.com. Easy. Head over there. Some people are saying Tampa Bay all the way this weekend, and I believe one of those individuals who is saying that is on the phone. Randy, how's Connecticut?
Just got here, got to this place called Foxwood. So I'm getting ready to head in, but thought I'd give you a quick rainy dingy dingy and see what's going on.
Greatly appreciated. Yeah, already getting some activity on the Facebook page. Some people are saying that they disagree with your call that Tampa Bay is going to take down the Panthers this weekend.
Well, let me tell you this. I think this game is probably the most important game of the season. I really, truly do. If the Bucs go out there and win this game, whether Cam Newton plays or not, I think it's going to set the tone either way. If they go and lose this game, it's going to set the tone for another, what I think will be a long year. I've been pretty impressed, and again, I've said this, they're playing against their twos. Of course, the ones are going to look good against the twos, no matter who it is. It's all going to come down to the offensive line. They've started to beef it up. You already talked about it in the first segment with Pickens. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid right now. I really, truly am. I think the offensive line, like I just said, needs to step up. The receivers, the shortest one is, I think, Lewis Murphy at 6'2", who probably will not play tomorrow. Will Golston, my buddy from our Monday Night Show, won't play either. But, yeah, I'm going to drink it. Now let's see what happens at 6:30, 7 o'clock on Sunday. I may change my mind for the rest of the season.
For the rest of the season. Well, fair enough. Fair enough. I think that Cam, I think there's a little bit more pressure on the defensive line as well, because they do have to worry about Cam, because he's obviously, he has something to prove that he's going to be able to, regardless of what his physical status is, be able to lead his team against a team that, let's face it, last season, they normally would look they'd probably look past the Bucks, and so he's got to keep that going from last season.
Alex,
do you agree with that?
You're drinking the other Kool-Aid.
I don't know if I go this far.
Cam Newton needs to worry about one thing and one thing only, and that's to stay alive on Sunday. With a cracked rib, he gets hit one time. I know he's going to be in full body armor that's probably more protective than any soldier we have in Iraq or Iran. But he's going to get hit. He's going to get hit often. And, you know, the Carolina fans and all the Buccaneer haters are going to say, well, they're not going to be able to catch him. Sooner or later, they're going to catch him. He's not at 100%. And I don't want to hear – I mean, Cam Newton's a good quarterback. He's not the elite. He's not the best in the league, where normally you would say Drew Brees at 80% is better than most quarterbacks. Well, Cam Newton at 80% is not as good as most quarterbacks. And I think because he is injured, because of the cracked rib, I think that's going to sway it a lot. And he doesn't need to worry about anything else other than Big Gerald McCoy laying on top of him.
Now, you already brought up that there's going to be a decent amount of pressure on the offensive line to make sure Josh McCown stays comfortable, stays upright. On the outskirts of the plays, who's gonna be more of the attention getter for the Bucs? Is it going to be Vincent Jackson because he's the veteran, or all the hype behind Mike Evans? Which one will Carolina have to worry about more?
It's absolutely Vincent Jackson. I mean, that's their go-to guy. That's going to open it up for Evans. That's going to open it up for the tight end, Austin Green Smith Johnsonville.
Seferian Jenkins.
Do what?
Seferian Jenkins.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the guy from Beverly Hills 90210 with six names. They're gonna have to shut Jackson down. I think they're going to go into figuring Evans is a rookie. You know, he's going to try to go out there and make a statement, but he's still a rookie, and they can keep an eye on him. They just won't have to blanket him. You're going to have to blanket Jenkins, and the tight end is going to be your superstar this year. That kid is an absolute superstar in the making.
Really? Okay. So what is going to be – what's going to set him over the top? Why are you saying that? What are you basing that on?
Well, I'm basing it on, A, what I've seen in practice, you know, B, what I know of him. He'll be the third guy. So, again, you know, your superstar is going to be on Vincent Jackson. You know, the super stud linebacker is going to be all over the place. You know, now that you have other options, as long as McCown is able to look off the first receiver, go to the second receiver, you watch. He may not, you know, break out on Sunday, his first, you know, real game. But I'm telling you right now, that kid is going to be a player. He's going to be a superstar. And as long as the offensive line can give Luke McCown any time at all, I really do believe, and again, I'm drinking it. I understand I'm drinking it, and I may be, you know, biting my tongue and biting my lip and, you know, everything else Monday night at the press box with the return, by the way, for the 13th year at the Press Box Sports Emporium, the Players Show, with our host every other week will be Jonathan Casillas, and I'm really looking forward to that.
I wanted you to be the first one to bring that up. That is your baby, and you want – I know you've done a lot of work to keep that going and really do some big things for this season. Jonathan Casillas, you have Akeem Spence, as well as Will Goldston. So that's going to be a really big show. 222 Southdale Mabry in Tampa every Monday night.
Let me throw this out real quick. Again, back as a sponsor is ViewMyTickets.com. Which means we will have a pair of tickets to give away Monday night. You know, I believe it's for the Rams game. I don't have them in my hands yet, but typically that's what Wayne does. You know, it would be for the next upcoming home game. And that's a pretty big game as well with the retirement of 55. Derek Brooks will be in the house. I'm sure all the other past 02 guys will be there. So you want to come out on Monday, and if nothing else, register for the tickets. We'll give away more Wicked Good Cupcakes. I'll have some Audio-Technica products. Some other surprises. So, yeah, Monday's definitely going to be a cool night.
Switching gears just a little bit, did you get a chance to take a look at the Seahawks versus Packers game last night?
You know, I watched a little bit of it, which is a little uncommon for me, especially being on a Thursday. And I'll tell you what, those Seahawks are scary. And
oh, yeah.
I did something else that I normally don't do because I drove from wherever I ended up in, Hartford or wherever, Connecticut, to get here to Ledyard. Did you realize that the Seattle Seahawks have been working on tackling like rugby?
That's awesome.
That is what they've been training. That is what they've been learning. They've been duplicating. They've been looking at rugby tackling. And it kind of showed last night, those guys are scary.
Definitely quick to the ball. Definitely hitting hard, and really didn't give the Packers much of an opportunity to do too much. Rodgers and Wilson were actually fairly comparable, even though it didn't play out in the scoreline. Thoughts on Wilson's performance? He was 19 for 28, 191 yards, and two touchdowns. Do you think they have what it takes? He can take them to another NFC Championship or maybe even another Super Bowl.
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to be the team to beat. Obviously, it's the defending champions, and I know it's a very rare. I know Tony Dungy last night predicted that Seattle would not make it back to the Super Bowl because it's very tough to do it. But, I think he can do it. If you also look at, the 49ers, not the 49ers of past, tell me any other, NFC team, top three, top four teams, nothing comes to mind right out of the block. That's going to be serious competition. Just because of what Seattle has, what they have returning, and I really do believe that it's their NFC Championship to lose.
It will be pretty tough for them to lose. Yeah, I mean, they will have to be the ones to lose it. It's going to be hard to go, especially for their home games. They're so strong at home. That's half their season right there. That's going to be tough to take advantage of any miscues there. Sticking with football.
Let me throw this out real quick. I know we touched on it last night on Knockout Radio, but for the first time in 757 years or so, General Mills and Wheaties opened up a fan vote to put an athlete on the cover of the Wheaties box. My favorite sport, mixed martial arts, and of course the granddaddy of them all, the NFL, we like to call it, of MMA, the UFC. And Anthony Pettis won that poll, and he will now be on a upcoming box cover of Wheaties. That's a pretty big deal.
It is a pretty big deal. It is the first time in their 91 year history that they've done that. Now, one of the things, I mean, we even called out, we reached out to somebody because we were talking about the expansion of MMA and do people know about it outside of the MMA world? And the person we talked to hadn't heard about what we were talking about. But in this case, you have fan voting and a UFC champion, an MMA fighter, is now on the box of Wheaties. So is this indicative of the increasing popularity of MMA?
No, and I know you and I had a little disagreement last night, mm-hmm. and unfortunately for you, I was correct. We randomly pulled a phone number. We
yep.
dialed them. We asked them a question about something that, is topical, but it involves around an MMA fighter, and the gentleman that we spoke to in Tampa had no idea what we were talking about. I also believe that the same case with the Wheaties box. Of everybody that was on there, when you're talking MMA fans against curling fans, against indoor roller skates, then yeah, MMA is bigger than some of those sports. But I would almost just short of guarantee, because I don't make guarantees because I never win, if you were to put an NFL player, a baseball player, even a hockey player in that poll, then Anthony Pettis would not have won that battle.
Interesting take.
MMA is getting bigger. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger than it was when I first started covering the sport at UFC 11. Last Saturday was UFC 177. So it's still in its early infancy stage. But, again, if you put it up against – I would almost even be willing to say if you were to put Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson, one of those guys in a – even if you go head-to-head battle, I'm not so sure that Anthony Pettis beats a NASCAR driver.
That's a good point. And the sports against which he competed, it was motocross, U.S. National Women's Soccer League, American Blade Runner, and a lacrosse all-star. Those were the other athletes that were entered into it. That's a fair point. Yeah, you can't expect much of a competition if nobody knows who the other competition is. That's a good point. We have a couple more points to talk about. We have HGH testing talks intensifying between the NFL and the NFLPA. Do you foresee this happening? It's been a rough 3 years, the last couple of years, trying to get back to the bargaining table, and it looks like both sides want to get something done. However, talks are pretty fragile. Is this something that's in the near future?
Yeah, it probably is in the near future. And again, I'm a hypocrite. It's not my favorite sport, so I don't care. Juice in baseball, juice in football. Show me better, bigger, stronger athletes. I'm cool with that. Just keep that crap out of mixed martial arts. I do think that, you know, the Players Association is going to fight and do whatever they need to. They'll get something else in return, and that's typically what happens in negotiations. And they'll somehow get, you know, that ban. And if you're going to ban some, ban it all. You know, either ban nothing or ban it all. You know, how do you pick and choose what you're going to ban if it all, in a roundabout way, is going to do the same thing? Pretty soon you're going to have to ban Windex.
Hey, but if you're going to ban any, you have to ban it all. And I think one of the things, going back to what the Players Association is going for, they're really big on making it so that the commissioner and the commissioner's office doesn't have the unilateral disciplinary capability. And they want some sort of neutral arbitration so that it's not judge, jury, and executioner all in one seat.
I agree with that, and I'm okay with that, because he tends to make, or they tend to make, the bad decisions anyway, like what happened up there in Baltimore, you know, which was such a travesty that anything that he does from here on out is almost worthless.
Fair enough. Beats by Ray.
Beats by Ray. I almost said that. Well, what I'm going to do is I've been walking around in this parking garage here at Foxwoods Resort Casino as I get ready for UFC Fight Night 50. It'll be on Fox Sports 1 tonight. So I'm going to go get my stuff together. I'm going to head in. I need to do some work on the computer. I know that you've got a Queer Eye for the Sports Guy coming up. Mick needs to plug an event that he has going on this weekend. I'm sure you'll address the rest of the football game. But, you know, people know that I don't necessarily pick. People know that I'm definitely not a homer. I'd rather not pick than ever be a homer. I just got this feeling that they're gonna lay the groundwork, you know, on Sunday at 4:15 at Ray J. And like I said, and I believe this as well, if they don't go out and have a good performance, doesn't even have to be a great performance, a good performance against a banged up, broken rib Cam Newton, then I'm gonna switch and I'll start drinking the Windex as well.
Sounds good. Randy, enjoy Connecticut. Enjoy UFC Fight Night, Souza versus Musasi, and look forward to having you back next week.
And everybody tune in, because that co-main event with big boys, Alistair Overeem and Big Ben Rothwell, it's going to be nightmare termite for somebody.
Fair enough. And with that, we will sign off for the second segment, pay a couple bills, and we will be back on the flip side. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Lobster lovers, don't miss the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival September 26th through the 28th. There will be plenty of freshly cooked homemade lobsters, craft beers, ribs, chicken, Italian ice, and other succulent food selections prepared by some of the area's most popular local restaurants. Experience three fun-filled days of live, nonstop musical entertainment performed by some of Tampa Bay's most popular bands. Don't miss this memorable experience. This is the event of the season, and patrons will be talking about it long after the most tasty crustacean is consumed at the festival. The Palm Harbor Lobster Festival benefits the world-famous Suncoast Primate Sanctuary located in Palm Harbor. Patrons will enjoy fresh, live Maine lobsters cooked to order courtesy of Tampa Bay's Lobster Haven. Presented by the North Pinellas Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival is sponsored by WTAN Radio, Swamp Ale Beer, Bayshore Signs, Been There, Dump That, and the Taste of Tampa Bay Magazine. For more information, visit the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival on Facebook or visit www.suncoastprimates.com.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick for Hair presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You know what that sound means. Mick, how you doing?
Hey, Alex, flying solo today, brother. How are you?
I am doing well. The little fledgling has flown the nest.
Well, doing good on you. Couldn't happen to a nicer fellow, man. I take it you're not dancing to my music as Randy Harris does traditionally.
Not quite. Not quite.
Well, one dancing fool on the show is enough. I hope you had a great week, pal, and I appreciate you hitting me up. I wanted to let you know that this weekend I am hosting the premier fall fashion and music event coming up in Tampa. It is the kickoff to fall fashion season. And yours truly will be this weekend at the American Legion on 3810 West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa for the premier fall fashion forecast event. Alex, it's going to be a great afternoon. It's going to be live music and fashion. We've got stuff by Prêt-à-Porter by AJ Beachwear, plus size stuff by Sharp Dress, and my buddy Otis DeMond, who is a millinery designer from New York, from Atlanta, Georgia. is going to be featuring, I Know You Could Rock a Hat, and is going to be featuring some of his new headgear for Fall 2. Plus, my buddy AJ and the Soul Experience is performing, and our buddy Jimmy Bush is making his debut this Sunday. It's at 3 o'clock at the American Legion. Yours truly is hosting with the current reigning Miss Florida United States, Collins Medlin. So you know I love me a beauty queen. So we hope all the Talking Sports fans can come out. For ticket information, let me give you your phone number so you guys know what's up. Your tickets and more information, because we still have some room for some vendors also. It's 727-847-6510. That's 847-6510. Give our people a call over there at the American Legion. We'll hook you up with tickets and a vendor spot. And, Alex, I hope you can come out and join us. And good job on the show today, buddy.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. And actually, one thing regarding the event, it might be easier sometimes to just say who's not going to be there, because
we are really packing them in, you know, as a lot of times with these things. Once the word starts to get out that, because, you know, fall fashion season really hasn't quite kicked off yet, so we're sort of ahead of the curve. And once word gets out, and, you know, our friend from Lasting Impressions always does a great job producing these things. So once we're in, they've been around a long time. Once word starts to get out, people want to get in on it. So you're right. It would be much easier to say who's not coming as to who is. But we're going to have a lot of terrific vendors. There's going to be refreshments. And it is a marathon. You really get your money's worth at a Lasting Impressions show, because tickets are only $15 if you get them now. $20 at the door. There's refreshments, live music, fashion show. It's from 3 to 7, man. It's like a marathon. So I'm going to be up there yakking away like I usually do. So everybody come out and enjoy the premier kickoff fall fashion and music event this Sunday in Tampa at the American Legion Post on West Kennedy. Alex, you are doing a great job. You hang in there, brother, and have a terrific weekend. We hope to see you there.
And you too, Mick. Thank you very much. That is Mick Ferrari. As always, you can get in touch with him at Mick for Hair. Give them a call whenever you need a haircut, 727-573-9711. We will go ahead and hit another break since we went so long in the second segment. We'll hit this last break, pay our last couple bills. We will be back with Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. Own.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self Storage.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Jesus criminy.
More of a rock, funky, I like it. Mixing it up. Mixing it up ourselves. Last segment in this week's Talking Sports. Randy up in Connecticut. If you didn't hear earlier, he's covering UFC on Fox Sports 1. Yeah, that one. UFC Fight Night. Souza versus Musasi. Winner. Very good chance of getting a shot at the winner of Weidman versus Belfort. So that's definitely going to be worth tuning in. As Randy said earlier as well, that co-main event of Overeem versus Rothwell, definitely worth the time as well. Talking a lot of NFL football since we have the kickoff today, or excuse me, not today. We had the kickoff last night, and then we have the rest of the league catching up this Sunday. Obviously, we had some NCAA football go on as well over the last week. Besides just the regular schedule, Florida State is doing their required Title IX investigation into Jameis Winston. Is this too late? I mean, this was the alleged rape/sexual assault that did or did not take place, what have you. This was a year ago, right? A year, year and a half? So now that they're doing the Title IX, what's the point of it when it comes down to it? I know, I understand Title IX investigations are completely separate. That's sort of the point of them. They are designed to be completely independent of any police investigation, and it's conducted by the school. It's required. Why didn't this happen when all of this first came down the pike? I mean, you had the initial reporting, then you had pretty much, it was a year later anyway, once everything was brought to light and the general public was made aware, because Jameis Winston wasn't playing football at that time. So you have the delay. Then you had the initial police investigation, determined not guilty. Now he's having to go through it again. And in my personal opinion, you're putting the victim, the alleged victim, through the same thing. By the time everything's said and done, this is going to be fourth, fifth, sixth time that they're going through the same story, bringing up this same night over, over, over again. And people are going to have to deal with that drama and those emotions and those feelings so many more times when they could have been going through their healing process. So it's really unfortunate that this is a requirement. And I say that with the intent of saying they still have to go through the process. I'm fine with it being a requirement. They just should have done it when they were supposed to do it back when the incident first happened. Now, this is the statement from the Winston family advisor named David Cornwell. Quote, "The real story here is that after her Colorado attorneys created a media frenzy alleging that Florida State University failed to comply with its Title IX obligations, the accuser had to come clean and admit that she previously refused to cooperate with the university's Title IX inquiry," Cornwell said in the statement. "Now that she's finally done her Title IX interview, this is the fourth time the accuser has told her story. We anticipate the same conclusion that followed her previous three statements to the Tallahassee Police Department, Florida State Attorney's Office, and in the FSU Code of Student Conduct hearing," end quote. So I don't understand, even if the accuser didn't cooperate with the initial inquiry, why were they not able to proceed with whatever additional stuff without there? I mean, there's an investigation. There's more to an investigation to than just a statement. Obviously, a very important statement from the accuser in this situation in the first place. But there are other things to take into consideration. Why didn't they take care of that at the time? So we'll see how that plays out. I don't understand what could be different if anything more could come out information-wise. I think that's pretty much said and done. I don't think it will affect Jameis Winston in the least bit. I don't think it's going to affect Coach Jimbo Fisher up there in Tallahassee. It's not going to affect the number one FSU Seminoles at all. They're going to keep on keeping on, and it's going to be a while till they get knocked off, if they get knocked off at all. Obviously, there's always a fighting chance, and there's always that one play that could make the difference. I'm not bitter at all. last year's BCS title game. But that is for that's a different story for a different time. More local news. The Amalie Oil Company that's been around since 1903, they've been in the Tampa area, have a large portion of land here. I think it's almost 30 acres. That company has entered into a long-term partnership to rename the home of the Lightning. I don't know if anybody else saw this, but it turns out that the Tampa Bay Times Forum is no more. That could have slipped through the cracks. Now it's called Amalie Arena. The Tampa Bay Times is still going to be the exclusive print partner for the Tampa Bay Sports and Entertainment LLC. So anything that's done basically within the confines of the facility, be it Lightning games, we have Final Four, Frozen Four, we have obviously the Tampa Bay Storm, all of that is still going to be printed by the Tampa Bay Times, but we have another renaming. No more Tampa Bay Times Forum, it's the Amalie Arena. So let's see, we didn't even get a chance to talk any baseball. We were so swept up in football all day. I think that's pretty much it for the Rays. Odorizzi, stellar night last night. It was 0-0 heading into the ninth. He had pitched 7 1/3, 3 hits, no earned, no walks, 3 Ks. Absolutely great for a rookie. And the Rays, the offense, it's been the offense the majority of the time. They've been able to weather the storm, be it on defense or pitching. And that's been okay. The offense has been what is questionable. Even Evan Longoria, last week, he had changed up what he was doing at the plate, and it seemed to be working for a little bit. But last night, they had 2-1, no out in the bottom of the ninth. I mean, table is set. And if you can't take advantage of runners in scoring position, like they've been able to, I mean, they haven't been able to take advantage throughout this entire season. And with last night's loss via a Colby Rasmus pinch hit home run in the top of the 10th, which capped off a series sweep for the Jays, their first at the Trop since 1998, that also put the Rays, mathematically, they cannot have a winning season. Really a shame. Really a shame. It's been a rough season, so obviously we're going to see how the rest of it plays out, but a lot of questions will have to be addressed and answered in this offseason. That said, we have about 30 seconds left. This is Alex sitting in for Randy up in Connecticut. You've been listening to Talking Sports here on WTAN. Reach me at KO Wegs. You can get Randy at Knockout Radio on Twitter. Follow us at knockoutradio.com, fan page, knockoutradio.com, and at Thank you very much for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody.